From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital while armored vehicles block roads leading to government buildings. Zimbabwean war veterans said they backed the army's action. Victor Mata Madanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Kapanga, publicly apologized to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantine Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of three core objectives, the most imperative being the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia, as well as promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of the Munagari suburb of the Borno state capital Maiduguri late Wednesday. Police identified the attackers as two male, two females. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area has seen numerous attacks by the Boko Haram insurgency. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Cavain thanked Sudanese authorities for their help securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
Special thanks goes also to His Excellency Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy, the same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel was kidnapped October 7 in the North Darfur city of Al-Fashir. Details about her ordeal have not been released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France. He expressed hope that political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful, adding, "We need a strong Lebanon." Mr. Hariri Thursday said he accepted the invitation. Mr. Hariri abruptly announced his intention to resign November 4 after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife in the region. Flash floods have killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains. More severe weather is forecast for Thursday. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region has told a Spanish television station that he expects to be his party's leading candidate in next month's elections, even as he fights extradition in Belgium, where he fled after Madrid imposed direct rule following the region's declaration of independence. Carlos Puigdemont said he has a list of candidates for the December 21st ballot to stand under the banner of his Democratic Party of Catalonia. 11 people died after a light aircraft flying to the Serengeti National Park in northern Tanzania crashed Wednesday. The Cessna Caravan, operated by Coastal Aviation, carried a pilot and 10 passengers to the popular tourist destination. Three college basketball players from the University of California, Los Angeles, Wednesday apologized for shoplifting while in China, among them Lee Angelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that.
The three players arrested and had faced long prison terms until President Donald Trump intervened to request their release in a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The Cambodian Supreme Court is to rule Thursday on a government lawsuit to dissolve the political opposition ahead of next year's elections. Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for 32 years, predicted the court would issue a guilty verdict against the Cambodian National Rescue Party, seen by some as an effort to block any effective opposition to his rule.
That's the latest world news from VOA.